Please, sit. There's really nothing like starting Sunday morning with a gospel reading that assures us we've already failed. Jesus, in this section, this fifth chapter of Matthew, we call it the Sermon on the Mount, and it starts with the Beatitudes, which we know fairly well, and it ends in a few verses here. Don't worry, we'll get to hear those too. It's sort of upping the ante. There was the law, which was already kind of challenging, and he reminds us of a few parts of it this morning. Do not make vows on the name of God. Do not commit murder. And there are very specific requirements for how and if and when you may get divorced. And today, he sort of turns the dial up a few notches. Never mind, don't commit adultery. Don't even think lustfully about people. So there goes everyone who was a teenager. Never mind, don't commit murder. Once you are angry, we already have a problem. And depending on how you act on that, you get into greater and greater problems. Never mind what you think the law is, in short. It is already tougher than that. It is already more impossible than the standards of the law. You have to remember that this is the law that dates back to the time of Moses, which means the nation of Israel has been failing at it for 3,000 years. They know that this is not something they're doing well. And we know that this is something we struggle with, both to listen to it. This isn't the Jesus we like to hear. This is not the Jesus who forgives and heals. This is also Jesus. This is the Jesus that we forget we struggle with. I don't blame us for forgetting that, because this Jesus that we follow is very exacting. We have failed. And that's uncomfortable, and the truth is, we are already uncomfortable enough with our world and with ourselves. We think, because we live in a culture of normal, which is unhealthy, that we have failed because we aren't normal. We have absorbed and perpetuate and are a part of a place and a time that tells us normal looks like this, and we are to look like this. And then we come to church and we hear that normal doesn't look like this, it should really look like this. And we know that we are neither of those, that they don't match, and that we have failed. We will fail, that somewhere this is all beyond us. These laws Jesus reminds us of and lays out so strictly aren't something we're going to accomplish. These expectations of our society, which we also know are impossible and aren't something we're going to accomplish, and yet we feel driven to try. Try somehow to be normal and thus perfect in the eyes of society, and normal and thus perfect in the eyes of God. It's always good to come to church and know we failed, that we're doomed to this sort of failure. We live in a society with an idea of normal that really none of us meet. The truth that we usually shy away from because it's as uncomfortable as normal is that normal is relative. My normal is not your normal, is not your neighbor's normal, it's not the normal found in places both near and far away. Normal is relative. And that scares us as much as the idea of living up to these ideas and these ideals that society and Jesus lay out for us, because we know that different is dangerous. We know that to not be normal, to not be seen as trying to be normal, is dangerous. The internet has brought us many things, including plenty of things to reinforce normal, but every now and then it does really, really well. Every now and then, the internet, and with most things we create, give us back something that we need. There is a YouTube video out there that is wonderful and beautiful for many reasons. It starts with this view of a store window and the mannequins all dressed up in the fancy clothes. It's a high-end department store in Zurich, whose name I can't pronounce because it's in Zurich. We start with this store window and all of the mannequins, and of course, somewhere, even though we know they're plastic, we've internalized the idea that mannequins are really what we're supposed to look like because all of the clothes fit them perfectly. And then they move, and we're sitting in a workshop, and there's an older gentleman there interviewing people with different bodies, the sort of bodies that the mannequins don't look like. And as they go through this, they've pieced together pieces of him explaining this project to different people and him taking measurements. And what he is doing is very simple and very revolutionary. He's taking all of these people who are different and measuring them so that they can make mannequins that look like these people. And it is wonderful, because they show us these conversations, then they show the making of the mannequins, and you see them taking the mannequins, which are sort of carbon copy cookie cutter sort of people, and changing them. And then in one of the great moments of this video, they show the people coming in and seeing their mannequin, the one that looks just like them. You get to see the wonder and the joy in their eyes as finally they see themselves reflected back. The end, they have taken the normal mannequins out of the store window and have put in the different mannequins, the mannequins made in the image of actual people. And they dress them in the same finery. It is a great video. My favorite part is not the people viewing themselves for the first time, although it is its own form of beauty right there. My favorite part is in the middle of it, as you watch this gentleman measure out these people. You see both sort of the fullness of their differences and the reverence with which he interacts with them, making them both special and unique and safe and loved. The sort of people who know very much what it is not to be normal. We live in a world where different is dangerous, where we are scared of that which separates us from our neighbors. We carry that with us into church, and we hear the words of Jesus this morning. We are scared that here too being different is dangerous. That when and as we stand before the throne of God, we will be judged because we are different from one another, and different from that which God asks us to be. It is a great act of faith, and one you can struggle with your whole life, to trust that as we stand before the throne of God, We will be seen as different and held in reverence and love. Because that is the God we follow. That is the God who made us. That is the God who loves us. Amen.